Did you have any suspicions on Thursday night that JJ, something was wrong with JJ? It wasn't right. Did he ever give that indication?
No. You know, JJ, he's going to keep pushing through whatever he's going through. We found out last night on NFL Network like everybody else did.
What part of you can replace JJ the best, in your opinion?
I think just my key is just the run game, being stout in the run game and holding up on those double teams in the block. And I think, like I said before, everybody's going to have to step their game up on defense, period, to try to fill the void of a player like JJ.
The fact that he wasn't totally himself in the three games he did play, not the guy that you probably remember from previous seasons. You've never been around him before.
Right.
Is it somewhat encouraging or very encouraging that the defense has actually played quite well with JJ being a normal guy in the first three games? Is that a plus right now?
I think so. I think when you look at the games we played so far this season, you want to try to take the positive away from it, but your main focal point has to be the negatives and try to improve on them throughout the season.
Thank you.
Yep. Everybody wants to step it up to take it. How hard is it to not try to do too much in that situation?
I mean, it's hard. You know, like you said, when you have a player like that go down, everybody wants to step up, and some people may want to do other things outside of their job, but we have to understand that we have to do our job every game, that the coaches put us in a position to win, so only thing we have to do is focus on us.